Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. This is the first Monday of a new year, January 5th, 2026. And being the new year, people think about resolutions, and sometimes they forget them the next day or later on. Quite often, they're not of great value. They may be regarding to diet or breaking habits or whatever it might be. But the fact of the matter is, there are important resolutions that we should think about. And I found one in the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is often called a hall of heroes, faithful people that have been exemplary in their faith, such as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, etc. And there are so many of them that the author of Hebrews comes down to verse 32 of chapter 11 and says, "What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised," etc. And that kind of brings chapter 11 to a close. But we come to chapter 12, and we find this resolution, which is an important resolution for all of us, all Christians, all who are not Christians. It's a resolution that will last forever and requires us to pay attention to forever and will lead us forever to dwell with Christ in glory. And it goes like this. Therefore, based upon everything in chapter 11, which I won't take time to read, I don't have time to read it in this short little devotional. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, those witnesses are all of the characters in the scriptures who exemplify faith, even through all the toils and troubles and tribulations of life that they went through. We're surrounded by such great a cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by historically great witnesses of Christ, missionaries that are well-known, pastors and commentators, and Bible teachers that are well-known, and contemporary examples like your own pastor, and their witness to us. And so since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes not on our troubles, not on the world and its attractions and distractions and troubles and conflicts and unbelief, but fixing our eyes on Jesus, pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, where he is, ruling with all authority in heaven and on earth, and waiting to return, which he will do, perhaps 2026. We don't know the time or the date, but this is a resolution we should set our hearts upon. The resolution of throwing off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us this new year. So that's what I thought of and wanted to share with you as your pastor of the day. So this has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I've been your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. Have a blessed and prosperous and holy new year.